Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. And your weekend, you've had any fun adventures?
Oh, you know, I'm just doing a little bit of wedding planning, but for the most part, this was a very relaxing and chill weekend for me.
Well, that's good. Yep, definitely planning mode, getting those save the dates out.
That's right.
That is definitely a journey. Planning a wedding and a future with someone is definitely a journey. And that is something we are talking about today. No, not weddings, but journeys. Each life is a journey that takes us to places we either love, hate, or wish for something totally different. And each day you live is not simply a matter of putting in the time, but it is instead putting time towards making life better for you, your loved ones, and each person with you come in contact with. But wouldn't it be nice if there was a map for navigating the unpredictable journey that is living the life? That map does exist. It is a real map that's just for you and your experience. And anyone that's looking to grow, to heal, or do the impossible can create this map. And my guest today, Stephanie Zamora, is going to share her signature 5-stage journey mapping process. But let me tell you a little bit about Stephanie first. Stephanie is an author and coach, a business and marketing strategist, the founder of Stephanie Zamora Media. It's a digital media and production company, publishing house, and a full service life purpose development, branding, and online marketing boutique. Her company has been merging the worlds of personal development, digital media, and online marketing to help individuals build purpose-driven lives and businesses for nearly a decade. Stephanie's work helps catalyze individuals on their healing and growth journeys so they can uncover the purpose of their path, step into who they're here to be, and do the work they're here to do. And with that, thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it is a privilege and an honor to be working with you. I want to tell our listeners just a little bit about you, your story, and your journey.
Yeah, so I always say purpose is my purpose, and that's just really what everything in my own personal journey and my work has centered around. But journey mapping came to be from a very sudden and traumatic loss in 2014. At the time, I had a lot going for me. My business was thriving. I was really figuring out who I was and who I wanted to be. And the only thing that wasn't serving me at the time was my relationship. And so I ended a 2-year relationship with a man I loved that just was no longer right for me. And he ended up committing suicide shortly after. And that just absolutely flattened me and my life and caused me to have PTSD so bad that I would drive in circles around my house, because in the time it took to lap the block, I would forget that I was going home again. I couldn't put my own life story in order, let alone tell you what I did the day before. I couldn't remember who half my clients were and couldn't build websites, which is something that I had done for quite a while and was good at. And because of the PTSD, waltzed right into an abusive relationship with a drug addict that I believed was the love of my life. And so being in that relationship with him, on top of the trauma and the PTSD and the loss, it all really compounded into a lot of different health issues. I had adrenal fatigue so bad that it would exhaust me to walk from the couch to the kitchen, and really severe back and hip pain I had incredibly intense panic attacks and anxiety, which I had never had before. And the worst of it was when I developed dysphagia, which is where you actually stop swallowing. And so for 9 days, I couldn't swallow. I couldn't eat or drink, and I couldn't swallow even my own saliva. I had one IV in the middle of that, which was a very intense period, and was nearly a year before I could eat and drink normally. And throughout all of this, my business is dying a slow death because I'm energetically not able to show up for it. And I'm outside myself, and I don't know who I am anymore. And I'm dealing with all of these things. And so I had to file bankruptcy at one point, and learned more than I ever wanted to know about healing and what it takes to really rise up and come back from these challenging chapters, which now I'm really able to pour into my work with other people and into my writing. And ultimately, I'm grateful for where I am on the journey, but that doesn't come without still having heartbreak for everything I lost along the way. It's been quite a journey.
And that is, I mean, and it's unfortunate, of course, everything that we go through in life, but to see that you're doing what you're doing to help others so that they don't have to go and have to deal with it on their own. It's inspirational. So thank you. You know, what you do. But I'd like to know, what is journey mapping, and how, based on your experiences, how did you create it?
Yeah. So journey mapping is loosely based on the Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. And so anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's a narrative pattern that Joseph Campbell created, and it consists of 3 acts. And 12 different stages. And you can see it when you understand what all these different moving parts and pieces are. You see it at the core of every journey that we go on personally, every movie, every book, every myth. Like, it's just the framework for journeys and kind of what we go through. And about 6 months after my loss, I realized I was starting to write a book about everything that I was going through. And of course, didn't know how I was going to write it because I was still living out the story and the ending. But a mentor of mine gave me The Writer's Journey, which is the hero's journey for screenplay writing. But it's such a great book that really breaks down all of the different types of characters in the hero's journey and all of the different stages and what we go through. And so the first Thanksgiving after my loss was very close to the year anniversary, and I had this intense second coming of grief. I had been starting to do my healing work and starting to get my footing in that regard, but the grief just came up around all the first anniversaries and just knocked the wind out of me. And I felt very frustrated and positive that I was never going to get out of the depths of it, that I was always going to be stuck in this grief, and felt very inspired to pick up The Writer's Journey and start reading, and started reading about the second ordeal in particular, which is basically, if you watch movies, it's when the bad guy comes back and they have the final battle, or it's the final chase scene. It's like the second coming of the death and rebirth and the big thing that you've gone through. And I realized this is just a second coming, and there is no hitting rock bottom and bouncing back. I actually have to make the choice to rise up and come back and to move through this. And until we really make that choice and start doing that work, we keep having these second comings, these third, fourth, fifth, 10th waves of whatever it is that we haven't really processed and dealt with. And so I started doing the work to choose every single day to come back and to make choices that felt impossible and overwhelming and exhausting and hard, to really start healing, to really start figuring out who am I now and what comes next. And so journey mapping is built from bits of the hero's journey, but a lot of the things that I learned for myself, such as like, how do we have trust and faith in ourselves? How do we reorient to our life and work and relationships after these things that we've gone through? What does it even mean to make the choice to come back? And where are we trying to go now that we've been so altered at our core? And so journey mapping was just very organic. When I felt like I had come through the other side and I was ready to really support other people, it was very organic to say, okay, well, this is what helped me. And setting it up in a way that's very process oriented. So it doesn't only work for people who have been through similar things to me. It works for everybody because it's very anchored in, what are you going through? Where are you coming from? Where are you trying to go now? And what is it that you need? What kind of resources internally and externally to really get to where you want to go?
And I love how you said that it doesn't have to be a similar journey, because all of our journeys are so unique, right? We may all be living in the same world, but we're all on a different journey. And being able to have a tool in your toolkit, such as this journey mapping, is so important for people. And I know you said there was five stages. So what are the five stages of journey mapping?
Yeah, the high overview is the first stage is really preparing for the journey. And that's all about really getting to know yourself fully and completely, who you are right now, not who you were before, and building a sense of trust and faith in yourself to navigate everything that's coming, a sense of trust and faith in whatever higher source resonates for you, whether that's God or source or the universe or the energy that is, like learning how to work with this world that we live in a different way and having a foundation to be able to discern and intuit what's right for you. Because with these journeys and with healing and growth, everyone has an opinion and everyone has their experience. And it's not particularly helpful or useful or even relevant to what we're going through. And so you have to be able to discern what's right for you. Otherwise, you can't do anything that comes after this first stage. And the second stage is all about looking at the ordinary world. So having a sense of where we came from so that we can have a point of reference to where am I now and where am I trying to go from here? Not clinging to it with hope to go back, but just as a point of reference and really understanding elements of that that are helpful and useful. The third stage is navigating the special world. So it's the deep underbelly of the journey. It's all about death and rebirth and letting go of aspects of our life, relationships and self so that we can really glean whatever wisdom and lessons we need to move forward. And the fourth stage is choosing the path for return. So that's what we just talked about, making the choice to do the healing work, to rise up and come back and figure out who am I now and where am I trying to go from here. And the final stage is just stepping into what comes next. This is where we really start to integrate everything that we've learned and we're really clear on who we are and what we want to create. And we start laying the foundation for that to become possible.
And those are big steps, right? Yes. So we shouldn't ever expect this isn't going to happen overnight. Just like getting from point A to point B, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you have to take detours, yeah. And sometimes we have to be patient with ourselves, be patient with the process, trust the process, and be able to do the work. I mean, if you have a roadmap and for folks, but you have to be willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the two common ways we get stuck and stalled on this journey. But before we go, Stephanie, tell folks how they can reach you.
Yeah, you can find me at stephaniezamora.com, and that will guide you to everything that I do and have created.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Stephanie Zamuro. Thanks again for joining us today, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So listeners, have you ever been stuck and ever been stalled? We were just talking about stick shifts. It's kind of like that, right? If we're putting right along and then we come to something where you need to stop and you just don't know how to get started back up, not sure where to go from where you are. And that's what we are going to talk about during this segment, is common ways we get stuck and stalled. Stephanie, what are they?
Yeah. So when it comes to these journeys that we're working through and this healing and growth work, I have found that there are two common choice points. And I call them that because it's exactly what it sounds like. You have to make a choice. Otherwise, you get stalled or stuck. And so if you're on a journey, which we're all on a journey, and sometimes we're on journeys inside journeys inside journeys, if you're feeling stuck and stalled out, you're likely at one of these two. And the first one is accepting the invitation of the soul. It shows up in one of two ways. It's either an obvious invitation. I am asking you if you want to do something. There is an opportunity in front of me. I have to make the decision on my lease. Do I stay or do I go? Mm-hmm. And other times these decisions, these invitations are thrust upon us. Mine was thrust upon me. It wasn't a ask, did I want to lose somebody that I cared about to suicide? It just happened. And I had to make the decision to surrender to what was happening versus resist it. And so oftentimes when it's thrust upon us, we're resisting it. When it's an obvious invitation, we're uncertain and we're terrified. And even if we know deep down what we want to do, we're scared to move forward. And so we get stuck in what Christina Rasmussen calls the waiting room. It's like we can't go backwards, but we're not going forward. We're just hanging out in limbo. And so that's one of the first things. And surrender is a big piece of it. Either way, because if it's a big opportunity that I need to say yes to, it can come with a lot of change and transition and scary, a lot of fear that comes with going into new things and the unknown. And when we surrender to, my life is no longer what it was before, I have been through something that's altered me at my core, it's surrender. I don't know what's happening now. I don't even know who I am anymore. And so it's a very common place where we get tripped up early on. And the second choice point is what we've been talking about, where you have hit rock bottom. You have been through death and rebirth. You are in that deep underbelly of your journey. And I always talk about how the fall is not the hard part. We think that that's the hard part because it hurts and it sucks and it's challenging and everything about it is disorienting and awful. And yet the hard part is making the choice to come back. And so we often get stuck there. I certainly did for a little while because the choice is not this intellectual, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to be better and to heal and to create the change I want. It's in the seemingly insignificant moments, moment to moment, minute to minute, day to day, choosing to get out of bed and shower, choosing to go to the gym and cry in the parking lot before going home is something that I did a lot. You know, making these tiny, insignificant, small choices every day to rise, to come back, to lean into the question of who am I now and who am I becoming? And it's so hard. And it's not that we can't rest when we're doing it. We should absolutely rest and take care of ourselves. But if we stop because it's hard and it feels impossible, then we never actually heal and move through in the way that we're meant to. And it's really difficult.
Yeah, it's that vulnerability that, do I try this? What if I fail? Do I try this? What if I succeed? Right? It's all those, the fear of the unknown. And that fear can be devastating, right? It can be really paralyzing. And it's that choice. And I think that's a great term, that those are choice points. What are we going to do? But what needs to happen for those people to kind of move past them and get back into motion and to move forward, especially when you just don't know and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. You know, what happens? What do they do?
Yeah. It's, again, that's why we start with preparing and really knowing yourself. You have to have a deep level of trust in yourself to navigate whatever happens. And we think that having trust in ourselves and our intuition means we know what's going to happen. And then if we listen to those internal nudges and those little whispers that our intuition gives us, that everything's going to be seamless. And the reality is, especially in journeys like this, sometimes our intuition leads us right into something that's even more challenging than the thing we've gone through in order to shape us and help us heal and help us grow and connect with new people or experiences. And so it's not easy, and we have to release our grip. Like I can't stress enough, surrender. And people, I think, are afraid of surrender because it feels like I'm just giving up. You know, I'm just like going to let life do what it's going to do to me. And it's this balance between holding our vision of what we want, which can be as simple as I just want to heal, I just want to feel like me again, or as big as I want to change the world and I want to do big things and make a ton of money and whatever it is. We hold our vision, but we stop being attached to the path that's going to get us there, because we can't possibly know everything. And that's where we go wrong, is we think we know everything and we think we can just model other people or just do this blueprint program over here, or, you know, try the thing that so-and-so told us to do. But our path to where we're supposed to be can be very different. And so surrender is about holding the vision with openness to, I don't know what it's going to take to get there, but I trust myself that no matter what comes up, good or bad, I can navigate through to the other side and I can keep figuring it out and putting one step in front of the other. And I'm also open to, I thought I wanted this, but what I'm meant to have in the aftermath is so much bigger and better. I never could have picked the life and work that I have now. I couldn't have chosen this. And yet being able to surrender and stay open is what allowed me to get here. So it's this internal balance and this internal fortitude that we have to have.
And I think that is, it's a great point, is keeping an openness, not only an open mind, but an open heart, that where you started may not be where you end up. You know, I work with clients a lot who, well, I just spent 4 years plus another 2 years plus another however many clinical hours to get my nursing degree. And now I'm going to go off and do something different. Yeah, just because that's what you went to school for, right? Quote unquote, doesn't mean that might not be where you end up. You might be, as you're getting into it, finding that's not what I wanted, or something within that leads you to something else. And I think that's where people sometimes get stuck and stalled, is that, but I have to, I started this, I need to finish. And it's not that you're not finishing, you're keeping yourself open to the possibilities of really, what is that purpose? What is my why? And how am I going to live my life the most authentic way possible in doing so?
Exactly. And it's not for nothing. You know, sometimes we have to go through a whole experience to meet one person that takes us way in the opposite direction, or to have some opportunity or to learn something. And so it's never wasted.
No, I completely agree. So how do we do this? Because I mean, we're listening to ourselves, and sometimes when we listen to ourselves, we get drawn someplace that maybe we shouldn't. But, you know, we have both those outside influences and inside influences. So what roles do those influences, whether they be mentors or something else, play?
Yeah, mentors are a huge aspect of the journey. And it's very, again, important to discern. Discernment is my favorite word. Who's right and who's supportive of what you're trying to do. Some of the most brilliant, wise, experienced people on my journey did the most damage to me because they were speaking to me and mentoring me from their past experience. And experience is rooted in the past. It's not relevant to who I am and what I'm trying to create. And they didn't have that lens. And so with external mentors, it's very important that you're only engaging, working with, sharing with, confiding in people that have the ability to understand who you are and what you're trying to create. And that is a skill that I have learned not a lot of people have. But, you know, they have to hold space for you to go through your process of figuring out what's right for you. And so you have to be very discerning in who you allow to help guide you externally. But external mentors are so helpful, because they can help drop us deeper into the work that we need to do where we can't go ourselves. And so having someone to help facilitate a process you can't do alone is powerful. But internal mentors, you know, there's a particular type of process work that I do where we're essentially dropping deeper into ourselves, and we can bring and call forth different mentors, which can appear as animals or voices or people we know and respect or people we don't know. And they're really just representing parts of ourselves. And so for some people, if they don't have that connection to their intuition, doing process work or guided meditation to drop in and say, you know, I want to speak, I want to have a mentor here that can help me with decisions around this. I want a mentor that is really anchored in strength or confidence. And we can dialogue with that mentor, and that can give us access to parts of ourselves that we can't otherwise access because our mind gets in the way. And so both are incredibly valuable and important, but I would say the internal is even more so because, again, only you know what's right for you.
And I think that's really important for people to remember and really hear, take that in, and listen to yourself. I mean, you kind of know where that's going to go. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to really get into a little bit more discussion on the three crucial elements of the reorienting process. But before we go, Stephanie, you do have something, a gift of sorts to our viewers. Why don't you tell them about that and how they can reach you?
Yeah, if you head over to callthevoid.tv, I have my journey mapping program is there, but I have free training specifically that give you an overview of the process and give you reflection questions that you can really deepen into and understand where am I at on the journey and what do I need to focus on next. And that is callofthevoid.tv/map.
Wonderful. So take advantage of that. callofthevoid.tv/map. All right, wonderful. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about the three crucial elements of the reorienting process. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Stephanie Zamora. Thanks for joining us today, Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Well, we are so happy to have you. So we're going to talk about the three crucial elements of the reorienting process. So what are these elements and why are they so crucial?
Yeah, so reorienting happens in that choosing the path for our return. When we start making the choice to rise up and come back, we're in this constant state of reorienting. And so the three parts are reorienting, renegotiating, and release. And the reorienting is always happening because what we're doing, what we really need to do is constantly root back into who am I in this moment? Not who was I yesterday or before all of this or, you know, whenever. Who am I right now? And how do things feel to me? Do they still feel aligned? Do the people in my life still feel aligned and supportive and nurturing? Does the work that I do, the spaces that I'm in, my home, where I live, it's this constant assessment of I'm no longer who I was before. Who am I now? And for me, this period felt, the way I described it was like bumping up against walls where there used to be doors, because I used to be able to be a certain person in the world and be in my business a certain way and play the roles in my relationships. And it was like, I was just banging my head against the wall, trying to do those things because I couldn't anymore. And so when we start to notice whatever it feels like for us, this doesn't feel right anymore. I don't know how to do this anymore. I don't know how to be this person. Like it doesn't fit. We're in that reorienting space of who am I now and what feels right for me. And from there, so the reorienting is constant. From there, we have to either renegotiate or release. And it's, again, discernment. It depends on what it is that you're reorienting to. And so renegotiation can be exactly what it sounds like. Hey, friend, this isn't feeling supportive for me anymore. This is what I need now. This is what I can offer. You know, can we renegotiate the terms of our relationship? We can do this in work. Can we renegotiate my role in the company? Can we renegotiate how we do things? And it can even be in spaces like renegotiating for ourselves, like how do I want to be in my space if I have a lease and I'm stuck here for a while? Like, can I maybe move things around? Can I talk to my landlord about this? Like really just renegotiating to see if we can find something that fits for us. And then release is when it's like, this is just a no, I can't be this person anymore. This relationship no longer serves me. This work, I don't even know how to do it anymore. And it can kind of bobble around. So there were a lot of things in my own journey where I tried to renegotiate and ultimately I had to release. And times when I released something or someone and was able to renegotiate it later on. And so it's this really disorienting period that we all go through. And I think it's important to just understand how confusing and hard it is and how nothing is necessarily permanent when we're in this stage, because we're constantly evolving and healing and growing and becoming who we're meant to be in the aftermath of this. And so it makes sense that everything constantly needs to be renegotiated or released or reoriented to.
It's life, right? The only constant is change. And yeah, it's being able to kind of go with the flow, for lack of better terms. And it is, I mean, I know for me, I didn't know what to do when my son left for the Marine Corps, because that was my world. Even though I had a career, I was doing my business, but I was his mom. I mean, that was my first job. And it was, how do I go about life? I don't know how to be somebody that I'm not his mom. Yeah. And even though I'm still his mom, it's still there, but it's, where do I go now? What is my role in this manner, right? How do I move forward? Or even now with the pandemic, and people had to constantly change from what they were doing when this hit. And now things are, as people say, getting back to normal. But it's not, it's different. What do you want to? Do you want to go back into an office setting? Do you want to negotiate on, I was being able to do this work for the past 12 plus months being remote. I think you can let me do that again. And it's really having that blueprint to living on your terms, right? To being resilient, to how do I go through and accept it? And as you said, how do I go through and either renegotiate or release? And that's why I think people don't always get friendships can come and go because they were needed at a time in your life, and maybe they aren't serving you the way that they served. And I'm not saying using, but I'm saying you have different friends. If you're a parent and your kids are younger, and as they grow older and their interests change, you might make new friends. Or as they are out of the house, now you might have a different group of friends because you don't see that friends as much. So it's renegotiating not only positions, leases, relationships, and making sure that it is what's working the best for you and those that you need to take care of.
Absolutely. And I always say with growth comes outgrowing. It's inevitable if you're on a growth path that you may outgrow the people around you. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them, that you don't miss them. And even, you know, there's a lot of codependence in relationships. There's a lot of, I do this role and you do that role. And then we feel happy in these ways and we don't go outside of that. And most people aren't aware of it. And so when you're healing and you're in this state of figuring out who am I now, you can't be confined to roles. And those can actually become very toxic relationships, even if they're the loveliest, most beautiful, kind and caring humans who have no manipulative controlling bones in their bodies, it can become very damaging and detrimental. I let go of amazing people because that was the case. It was hindering my ability to step into what was next. And so it's a very difficult process.
It is. And how do you cultivate that and trust yourself when you're doing it, when you're going through it?
Yeah. It's, again, you have to really know yourself and you have to really have your own back because, again, you've changed to whatever degree for whatever reason, based on whatever you've been through. You're no longer the same person, but everyone around you is, and life has been carrying on as if whatever happened to you didn't happen. And with the pandemic, it's a bit different, right? We're all on the same page that things have been disrupted and are different, and we're all kind of trying to figure it out together, even though some people want to race back to what was before. And so it's having, like, fiercely having your own back and trusting yourself enough that when everyone tells you you're crazy, you know that you're not. It doesn't matter what they think. I did some pretty crazy things in my reorienting process. I pulled down 7 years of content. I pulled down all my websites, all my programs, all my offerings. I left a landing page with an opt-in, and it was the least strategic thing I could have done, considering also that I was running out of money and my business was failing because I just energetically wasn't there anymore. And everybody couldn't believe it. My mentor almost fell out of his chair, quite literally. And to this day, still shakes his head when I bring it up, but it was the best thing that I could have done for myself. And letting go of the friendships was the best thing that I could have done for myself. And no one understood and no one understands when you're in the midst of that. And so you have to be so anchored and rooted because you're going to get pushback to one yes. degree or another. And you just, again, with the surrender and the trust and the openness, you don't even have to know why you're doing it other than you know it's what needs to happen, and trust and stay the course and see what comes from it. And people will get it later. You know, now I can talk about it and everyone's like, yeah, of course you did. That's awesome. But at the time I was the crazy person who lost her mind and trashed her business. And it was like, I just knew I just had to have my own back.
Well, and it's, as you said, it's having those conversations and setting boundaries. I think setting boundaries with others, but also with yourself. Because sometimes we're the worst offenders personally of boundaries, or maybe I'll make that an I statement. I am can be the worst offender to my own boundaries. Like, well, I'll just move it a little bit for them. And then next thing you know, it's, well, how are they going to respect the boundaries if you're not? And so having conversations and trusting yourself to know that you set this for a reason and there's a reason why you need to do this, and trusting yourself to be able to communicate that.
Yeah. And the more that you practice this and you trust your intuition and you surrender to the unfolding and you see that you're capable of navigating anything, the less you even feel the need to figure it out for yourself. So I think what's hard is other people are like, why are you doing this? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's wrong. And you feel like you have to defend to that, but we do it to ourselves too. You know, it's like, well, I don't know if this is the right thing that I should do. I'm keep getting the nudge, but I'm scared. And, you know, we try to like logic our way through it. Yeah. And the more that you surrender and you trust yourself and you take the actions and you get through to the other side, whatever you're supposed to get to, the easier it becomes to be like, oh, my intuition is telling me to like drop everything and move across the country. Okay. You don't even have to stop and think about it or defend it to yourself, which makes it easier with other people. And that just comes through constant practice.
Yes. And it does. Practice makes perfect in these cases. I mean, it sounds silly. It sounds cliche, but the more you do it, the easier it is to do it.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And again, you start to learn how your intuition speaks to you. So intuition lives in the body and not the mind. I know what a yes feels like, even when it's super subtle. I can feel it in my body and my energy and the way that I'm carrying myself. And it's just, you start to learn, ooh, that was a no, because I felt that thing and I went and did it anyways and it blew up in my face. And you just start to build that trust muscle.
Yep. It's that, I always call it the gut trust, right? It's that internal GPS that's navigating you. And, you know, you trust that little computer in your car many times without even thinking. Why aren't you doing that within? It's just like speaking to yourself kindly. It's listening to yourself kindly.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the critical pieces for true transformation. Before we go, Stephanie, tell folks again how they can reach you and how they can get that mapping as well.
Yeah, you can find me and everything I do at stephaniezamora.com. And then to learn more about journey mapping, it's callofthevoid.tv/map.
Wonderful. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Stephanie Zamora. Stephanie, tell folks how they can learn more about your services.
Yeah, if you head over to StephanieZamora.com, you'll see everything that we do. You can read blog posts. There's a lot of stuff on the free stuff page, including that free journey mapping training, which you can also get at callofthevoid.tv/map.
Wonderful. So Stephanie, in our industry, we talk about transformation a lot. I mean, we're even on Transformation Talk Radio, but it's something so incredible that when we are going through it, we may not see it at the time, but when we look back, it truly was as the definition of transformation is, right? It is a great change. And in our last segment today, we want to discuss true transformation and the critical pieces to achieve it. So yes. What are these critical pieces for the true transformation?
In my own work, when I was kind of at the final leg of that rising up and coming back and really stepping into what was next for me, I learned a lot about what it takes to make the impossible happen. And the fact that change and transformation are very different. So change is linked to what we are doing and creating incremental improvement. So we can increase what we're doing or shift what we're doing and tweak it and do things a little differently or better or in a just entirely different way and create change in something that we already believe is possible. And so transformation is about our way of being in the world. And I think the conversation about making the impossible happen is so important to healing and growth, because when we're in it, when we're deep in it, everything feels impossible. Getting back to who we were, getting our life back, making money again, being healthy, healing, all of it just feels impossible. And if we just go and look at what we're doing, and we try to model other people, or we just try to do things better or hustle harder, it doesn't produce what we're trying to create. It just creates incremental change, which when you're in the depths of things, that can be really frustrating because you want to make this big quantum leap to something completely different. And so when it comes to making the impossible happen, it starts with our way of being. Who are we being in the world? And the way that we really become the clearing for the things that we want is to shift our way of being. And it's not fake it till you make it. It is mind, body, soul, energetically engaging with the world as the person who has the thing that you want, which again, when we're deep in it, is very hard to wrap our brains around. And part of the reason for that is because we have to look at our subconscious programming. So a lot of the work that I do is around identifying our core wounds and winning strategy. And essentially what that is that we come into the world, and up until between the ages of 5 and 7, the only thing available to us is our subconscious mind, and it is wide open. It has no ability to accept or reject. And our conscious mind comes online later, which allows me, if you tell me that I'm not good enough, I can choose to accept or reject that. But as a child, if I'm getting messaging that I'm not good enough, I'm damaged, I'm broken, whatever our core wound is, there's nothing we can do but accept it. And so this strategy then develops so that I can compensate for what I believe is possible and what's not possible. And this winning strategy is inherent to everything that we do, and we can't even see it. It's inherent to our worldview. It's in everything that we're listening for, every action that we take. We're trying to produce specific outcomes so we can avoid feeling other things. And the subconscious is a really critical piece to true transformation, because even when we deeply desire something and we're consciously moving towards it, our subconscious, it doesn't want change. That means certain death. And so it will throw up everything that it can to get us to stop. It will make us spin out. We'll get triggered by things. Something will go wrong and we'll just like lose it. And we'll think, you know, nothing's possible for me. And so we have to really unpack our winning strategy and our core wounds so that we can see them at play. Because until we do that, we're always compensating for what we think is possible and not possible. And when we don't think something is possible and we're reinforcing that, then we start to just do the things we know we can do to stay safe, secure, and successful. And so really creating true transformation requires stepping out of that and then figuring out, who's the me that has what I want? Who's the me that is whole and happy and healed again? Who's the me that has the amazing friends and partner? Who's the me that has a thriving business and is making money again? And bringing that version of ourselves into the now, fully embodying it, not just I'm going to do the things I think they would do, but like I engage with the world from that place, and everything kind of reconfigures around us to support us in creating what we want. And that's what makes it possible to really create transformation.
And I mean, I'm over here nodding, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. I like, don't even want to interrupt it, because it's true, right? I mean, it's as a child, as you said, when you hear those things over and over and over, they become what you hear. And until we can break free of what we've been told all our lives or what we think all of our lives, and really looking at what is the, for using maybe a little bit more of process oriented terms for folks, is what is the root cause and what is the remediation plan, right? What are you, what is really the underlying issue that's making you think, act, whatever the situation might be? And now how do I change that? How do I remediate it? What do I need to do to break free and move forward?
Yeah. Yeah. And understanding that with the subconscious piece, and this happened for me in my grief, was recognizing that consciously I wanted to be happy and whole and heal. But subconsciously, I knew how to be broken. I knew how to be grieving and traumatized. That was known and familiar. And my subconscious knew that I could survive it, even if I was miserable. And so understanding that we consciously want something, but our subconscious can't allow it. And so we're constantly looking to reinforce the core wounds and the subconscious stories and the level that we've been at because it's safe and secure. And understanding that makes it easier to be like, I see you, subconscious. And I feel that the desire to go back or to get hooked into the story or to be triggered and spun out, but I'm gonna choose consciously, as hard as it is, not to do that. Because I don't want this anymore. And I know I can survive this. Until our subconscious can see that we survive it, it's just a hard no. And so it's this like internal wobble and battle to be like, nope, we're going in a new direction. We're doing things differently.
Well, and it's that fear, right? Because fear is not unique to one individual. It's that part of the human DNA. And it's the brain is hardwired really to prefer negative consequences to uncertain outcomes. So it's like you're saying, is that even you want to be happy, but it's potentially easier to go this route, yeah. Right? And so it doesn't want to, our brains don't like us stepping out into that unknown or living in a world of change. It wants to embrace you there sometimes. So when we can accept that you have fearful thoughts, but don't let them, you know, let those thoughts, those fearful moments paralyze your life. It's like you said earlier, renegotiate, release. You need to get through those steps to really move forward.
Yeah. And understanding that it's supposed to be hard and messy. If you're trying to go for something and create true transformation, it's not going to be seamless because your subconscious is going to throw as many wrenches in the plan as it can. And just knowing nothing's wrong. This is just the terror barrier. This is the messy part of like learning a new way of being and not giving up and going backwards because it's hard.
Yes. Well, Stephanie, this has been a great pleasure having you on the show. Listeners, one more time, tell them how they can reach you.
StephanieZamora.com, and I spell my name StephanieZamora.
Wonderful. Thank you again. It has been my absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. And I wanted to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, are you living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living the life to the fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes.
For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.